My engagement book.
Your engagement book?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see it. Look at all those engagements. I hope you left some time for me.
Oh, sure, honey. I won't forget you. See? Let me see. Right here. February 2nd. Kiss Lucy.
February 2nd happens to be Groundhog Day. Did you ever kiss a groundhog?
No. Hey, I didn't know what I was missing.
Oh, fine. I'm gonna get back in my hole. I'll see you in February. Hi, Rick.
Hi.
Hi.
How you feeling?
Fine, thanks.
Everything's going all right, huh?
Great, thanks, Fred.
How's Lucy?
She's fine, Fred. Just in there with little Rick, thanks. What's on your mind, Fred?
Mind? Why, nothing.
Oh, Fred, go ahead and ask him.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Ethel, just hold your horses. I know how busy you are, Rick, and I've been telling the fellas down at my lodge just what a good friend of mine you are. And, well, you are. There ain't many guys as nice as you. Oh, boy, you're a prince.
Fred, what do you want?
What do you mean, what do I want?
Oh, Fred. He has to put on a show for his lodge, and he wants to know if you'll be in it for him.
Why, sure, Fred. I'd love to.
You see, Ethel, I told you all I had to do was ask him. Oh, boy, what a feather in my cap. At the election, I'll be a cinch for Sergeant at Arms.
What night is it?
Next Friday.
Oh, I'm sorry, Fred. I can't do it next Friday.
Oh, are you sure?
No, I'd rather do your show, but you see, I'm booked to do a radio program that night.
Oh, well, it looks like you won't be the next sergeant at arms.
Well, doggone, I'm not going to be flag bearer again.
I doubt if they'll want you to be flag bearer again with that pot. The last time they marched down Fifth Avenue, the flag was two blocks ahead of the parade.
Can't you get out of it, Rick?
Yeah, I wish I could, Fred, but I can't. It's a commitment.
Well, now what am I going to do? I got to put a show together.
Oh, I wish I could help you out.
Did I hear someone say that they had to get a show together? Lucy, you were way out in little Ricky's room. How'd you hear him say that?
Listen, when it comes to hearing about show business, Lucy has a special sense. Something that the Navy later developed and called radar.
How about it, Fred? You need some talent in the show, huh? Can I be in it?
No, wait a minute, will you? Let me get comfortable. I'm going to enjoy watching this happening to somebody else.
Go ahead.
Can I, Fred? Can I be in the show, please? Will you be quiet now? Fred, look, I know there's something I could do for the lodge show. I know there is. Can I be in it?
Lucy, I'll take it.
Oh, Fred, thank you. Thank you.
Now, that's the kind of appreciation I like.
Can I be in the show, too?
Yep.
Oh, Fred, thank you. What kind of show do you have in mind?
Well, I don't know. It's for my lodge brothers.
I know just exactly the kind of show that your lodge brothers would like to see.
So do I. Well, you can't do that kind of a show.
What's the matter with an operetta? Oh, an operetta, and I could sing.
Let me get at the Women's Club. Lily the Valley.
Lily! I got my act for Fred's lodge show. It's just the gypsy in my soul.
Well, just forget it. Fred's got another idea. He just called. He'll be here any minute.
What are we going to do now?
He didn't say. He's out having lunch with some old crony of his again.
Another old crony? Where does he dig him up?
I don't know. I think somebody put Fred on the old crony mailing list.
Hi, kids.
Oh, hi, Fred.
Well, our troubles are over.
Oh.
Meet Rattlesnake Jones. Rattlesnake, my wife Ethel, and Lucy Ricardo.
How do you do?
You know, Fred, you always did have a good eye for a young heifer. Glad to know you, Miss Mertz.
I'm Mrs. Mertz.
Oh, excuse me.
Well, the heifer part still goes.
Now.
Honey, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, he's quite a kidder.
Yeah, sit down, everybody. Yes, sit down.
Yeah.
You say you got a new idea for the show, huh, Fred?
Yeah, well, Rattlesnake is in town to see the rodeo at the Madison Square Garden.
Uh-huh.
His kid brother's in the show.
Oh, that's nice.
He's going to help us put together a Western show for my lot.
A Western show? Yeah. Well, that's great, ain't it, partner?
You said it, Red.
Yeah, boy.
Well, we got to get going. We ain't got much time here. Let me see what kind of talent we got around here. Say, Fred, can you and your missus, can y'all do a Western number?
Oh, I'll say we can. We did Birmingham Jail once.
Birmingham Jail?
Yeah.
Let me hear it.
You want to hear it?
Yes,
come on, Fred. Bop, 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 bop. Send me a letter. Oh, send it by mail. Send it in care of the Birmingham Jail. Oh, send it.
Wait.
What's the matter?
That's a Western song and y'all are doing it Eastern.
What do you mean?
What's the difference?
Western music, you got to take your time. Why, you was rushing through that song like your britches was on fire.
Well, we can sing it slower.
Yeah, we'll slow it.
Well, all right, you got to slow it up a little bit. You know what you got to do? You got to take your time on it, and you really got to make it sound sad.
Sounded pretty sad to me.
I'll tell you what you do. Give it to me again this time, and when I bend, just bend them notes a little bit.
Bend them notes? What do you mean?
Just bend. When I move my hand down like that, bend them.
Oh, that way.
That's right.
Oh, we can do that.
Yeah, we can.
Now make it sad. Now let me hear.
Real sad, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Bum, 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 bum. Send me a letter. Send it by
Can't go wrong on that there. Now, little lady, what you aiming to do?
I'm aiming to do anything you aim at me.
Well, what we need a pretty girl that can sing a song and yodel.
Well, then you can just stop looking.
Oh, Lucy, you can't yodel.
Well, if you're going to be technical, she can't sing either.
You just pay them no never mind, Rattle. They don't know everything about me.
All right, then give me a little touch of your yodeling singing then.
All right. Give me a home where the buffalo roam and the deer and the antelope play yodel, yodel, yodel. And
to hear your first discouraging word.
Well, now I know my yodeling's a little rusty, but how about my singing?
You're about to hear your second discouraging word.
Oh.
Wait a minute, now there must be something we can do with that voice.
Well, I could make a few suggestions.
Now, Fred!
Now listen, little lady. All you gotta remember that us Western folks, we always sing through our noses right here.
Oh, you do?
Yep, it keeps the prairie dust out our lungs.
Oh, is that right?
Now, this time, give it to me and really whine it out.
Okay.
Whine it.
I will.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Can you spin a rope?
No.
Well, can you play a fiddle or steel guitar?
No.
I don't know, little lady. You just don't seem to be the Western type entertainer.
No, I'm not the Eastern type entertainer either. I'm just an all-American flop.
Oh, now, honey. Well, you gotta think up something for her to do, because Fred promised her she could be in the show.
Yes, I did.
Well, I got it. Say, I know an act you can do.
What is it? I'll do it.
All you got to know is your right hand from your left.
My right hand from my left. Now, wait a minute. I know. This is my left hand. Good girl.
Now, the idea of this act to make tune on bells.
Like a Swiss bell ringer.
No, like a Western bell ringer.
Oh.
Now, you take these bells
yeah.
and you tie them all over you.
All over you?
Yeah, and then you start to jingle a little tune.
Huh?
Ring, 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 ring.
Oh, she'll do that.
All you gotta do is to play the right note with the bell.
Oh, I'll be able to do it.
I
can
do it. Dream, where I first met you. Down by the old mill street, where I first met you. Down by the
old... Hi, honey.
Oh, hi, dear. Hi, gee.
Dinner ready?
Not yet, but soon.
Okay. Lucy, what are you doing?
Rehearsing.
Rehearsing?
Yeah, for the act I'm going to do at Fred's Lodge.
Oh. Lucy, you can't do that kind of an act.
Vicky, I'm going to have bells tied all over me, and I'm going to jiggle a tune.
You know, I've been married to you so long that that sounds logical.
It's going to be the hit of the show. Now, you see.
Would you mind stop rehearsing long enough to jiggle me some dinner? You better make the scramble eggs.
Hey, your agent called. I forgot to tell you. I want you to call him.
Johnny?
Yeah.
Johnny Clark speaking.
Hello, Johnny. This is Ricky. You call me?
Yeah. I just wanted to check on what numbers you're going to do Friday night on the Western show.
Western show? What Western show?
Well, don't you remember I asked you to get together a program for the rodeo?
Yeah.
Well?
What's that got to do with the Western show?
Oh, no. Don't you know what a rodeo is?
Of course I know what it is. It's a little box and it has a dial, and out of it comes music and football games.
Not radio, rodeo. Rodeo's a big Western show with horses and cowboys.
Oh, are you crazy or something? I can't do that. I got a rumba band.
Do you want to be sued for breach of contract?
Well, I don't... Breach of contract?
Fine. I knew you wouldn't disappoint your public. I'll tell them everything's all set. Bye.
Mira que tiene cosa de decirle esta gente aquí. Mira que habla.
Qué barbaridad.
What's the matter, honey?
What's the matter? I'll tell you what's the matter. I'm going back to Cuba where the language makes some sense. You Americans sure have a funny way of talking.
We have a funny way of talking.
Yeah. You know that radio show I was supposed to do?
Yeah.
It turned out to be a rodeo.
Oh, no!
Oh, yeah. Now I gotta put a whole Western show in 2 days.
Well, what do you know? A Western show.
Yeah. I've never been in such a mess in my life.
You never had it so good.
What are you talking about?
If I was a Western snake, I'd bite you.
I gotta go back to Cuba.
No, no, listen. Ricky, the show we're gonna do for Fred's Lodge is a Western show.
Oh, now, honey, now, come on.
Look, it's a natural. You need a Western show, we got a Western show. It's heaven sent.
Well, send it back.
Now,
you got now honey, I got a lot of work to do. I gotta call some agents and see if they got some Western acts in town. Now, don't... That's much. Hello, Harry. Look, this is Ricky. Look, they booked me into a Western show, and I want to know if I can get some Western acts from you. Yes. What about Tex Ritter? He's out of town. What about that fellow, that Gabby Hayes? He's very good. No. Well, how about that fellow that plays Wyatt Earp, you know, Brian? Oh. Well, look, I know that the rodeo is booked into the garden for 2 weeks, but there must be some Western acts around that are not at the garden. You can get anybody at all. All right. Thanks for trying. Bye.
Come, tie-eye-yip-yip-yip!
Wait a minute!
Wait till you hear the rest of it before you turn us down.
Come, tie-eye-yip-yip-yip!
I am not going to turn you down.
You're not?
No. After I found out that I can't get anybody else, you're beginning to look pretty good to me.
Take us?
I'm afraid so.
Oh, you want my daughter? Hey, come on, come on. We have a wonderful act.
That's one thing that I like real good about your act.
What's that?
It won't cost me any money.
Fellow Western performers who are the only ones available, may I see you for a minute? About that Western show you need so badly, I'm afraid we have other commitments.
Yes, Fred's Lodge show is that night.
Of course, we could postpone the Lodge show if the price was right.
All right, all right. I know when I'm hooked. How much do you want?
How much will you pay?
How much do you want?
You go first.
All right. I'll give you $25.
We'll take $100.
25.
100.
25.
We'll take it.
All right. Come on, call that fellow friend.
I'll get him out of work.
We got 2 days to do this.
Madison Square Garden.
2 days, we got to put the whole thing. What are you laughing at?
You will probably be the first Cuban cowboy that ever hit Madison Square Garden.
A Cuban cowboy.
Well, it so happens that I was born West Havana.
No.
That's correct, and I also know how this cowboy talk goes. You know.
Oh, really? Well, give us a little sample.
Well, it goes something like this. They said something like, howdy, partner. I reckon I mosey along down yonder and sell out all pain.
Mosey along down yonder and sell out all pain.
Oh, brother.
Some cowboy.
Well, I like to hear Roy Rogers sing Babaloo.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. This is Doyle Dell again, and I want to tell all of you folks that we have a great treat in store for you here at the rodeo tonight. A new MGM star, in fact, great singing cowboy star, Ricky Ricardo. And I want to tell you that he brought along his whole rootin' tootin' gang, so here he is, Ricky Ricardo.
They call me Texas Pete. I'm the king of the Western beat. When I play my guitar, I go yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yay. Aha! Yes, sir, I'm Texas Pete. And I sweep the gals off on their feet. When I start to twang, everything goes yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yay. Aha! So, little darling, I know that you will like the yippee-yahoo. Cause it's the dance of Western romance. And Texas Pete doesn't teach you in a hurry like Hall Palo Mary. You're out on the range.
about something here. There we go, folks. So everybody dance. Grab a gal and commence to prance. And I'll teach you to yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yay. Yip, 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 yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yay. I want to tell you that I'm sure happy to be here with you tonight. And it is my pleasure to introduce to you two lovable darlings from the West, Fred and little Ethel Mae Mertz. And they're going to sing for you their version of Red River Valley. Let's bring them on, folks. What do you say? Bring them on. Listen to the mockingbird. Listen to the mockingbird. He's singing of the coming of the day. From this valley they say, you are leaving. I shall miss your bright eyes and sweet smile. For you take with you all of the sunshine that has brightened my life.
Ladies and gentlemen, well, sir, while they're getting all changed for the grand finale, which, by the way, is going to feature Miss Lucy Cannonball McGillicuddy and all of her famous Western bell ringers, why, I would like to do you a little cowboy song called The Old Chisholm Trail. Come along, boys, and listen to my tale. I'll tell you my troubles on the old Chisholm Trail. Come a tie, yi, yippee, yippee, yay, yippee, yay. Come a tie, yi, yippee, yippee, yay. On a $10 horse and a $40 saddle, I started punching Texas cattle. Come a tie, yi, yippee, yippee, yay, yippee, yay. Come a tie, yi, yippee, yippee, yay. Well, I went to the boss to draw my roll, and he figured me out $9 in the hole. Come a tie, yi, yippee, yippee, yay, yippee, yay. Come a tie, yi, yippee, yippee, yay. Oh, a stray in the herd, and the boss said, kill it. So I hit it in the neck with a long-held skillet. Come a tie, yi, yippee, yippee, yay, yippee, yay. Come a tie, yi, yippee, yippee, yay. Well, it's cloudy in the west and looking like rain, and my doggone slicker's in the wagon again. Come a tie, yi, yippee, yippee, yay, yippee, yay. Come a tie, yi, yippee, yippee, yay. I'll sell my outfit soon as I can, and I won't punch cows for no man. Come a tie, yi, yippee, yippee, yay, yippee, yay. Come a tie, yi, yippee, yippee, yay. Come a tie, yi. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here they are, Lucy Cannonball McGillicuddy and all of her famous Western bell ringers in their version of Down by the Old Mill Stream.
Rattlesnake Jones was played by Dub Taylor. Johnny Clark was played by John Gallaudet. And the Master of Ceremonies was played by Doy Odell. Choreography by Jack Baker. I Love Lucy is a Desilu production. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at the same time.